adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding. Everybody send your hate mail.
Everybody. I think transistors are very important to technology and electronics in general.
Eric just hates them. I don't know why.
I like soundtrack.
Everything you're listening to is analog. We have a hamster running a wheel. Alright, so...
Shut up, hamster.
Where we left off...
to feed the badger.
In exchange for a Darkwood staff plus one, Willem and Zerash were digging graves for Rolf.
He was kind of
standing next to Jiro while Jiro was sort of pointing and snickering and sort of enjoying his time watching you guys work in the cold and the frozen earth. Rolf was happy to relax for a little while. He's been busy. In the meantime, Nadja and Snurbart walked to the White Weasel to get a couple drinks to relax and hang out. And
Some stuff happened.
Yeah. Essentially, everything seemed to be going fine. There's no one else in the bar.
Wait, are we
going
to relay this to the to my team?
That's true, I guess.
Comrades, so we'll kind of get the update.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway. The audience, well, the one person knows what we did. So,
There's two.
There's two people, and the one in Morocco or something. I'm just kidding. Knows what happened. So, I guess we'll just pick it up with Nadja and Snurbart. Kind of, not necessarily running, but picking up the pace back towards the graveyard, where, say roughly an hour, maybe an hour and a half has passed.
Well, I want to ask,
No, you can do it while we're walking.
Yeah, while we're walking.
Especially these guys are finishing up their work with Rolf and the laughing.
An hour? I want to ask Nadja if she's known those guys for a while.
She's like... Yes, I have known them for a while, and while the fears of the White Witch are rampant, it's still not warranted what they did.
No, I agree. You saw what I did to them.
They did. Yes, you are, the claws you have at your side are pretty cruel. I hate to see your actual claws. She pats you on the head. And yeah, she's just kind of talking. She's like, as we're walking, she's like, we shall plan tonight what... Where our plan of attack shall be.
Well, I hope that was a message to the White Witch. Apparently she was watching anyway.
Maybe. We'll see. Let's go.
Okay!
And yeah, you guys continue out.
Do you think I can get that armor now?
I don't think so.
What if I cut her?
I did what I could.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outside of theft, good luck. Anyway.
Oh, theft. That's a good idea.
Nadja said I could steal this.
She definitely did. Anyway, you're just continuing south along the path, and then you see the graveyard in the distance, and you can kind of see everybody sort of like, almost, not literally, but sort of just like, well, that's the job done. Anyway,
got her done!
Everyone gets there, Wolf's gone, everyone's gathered around the graves, and Nadja's kind of like, huffing and puffing, she shows up. She's like,
you guys are sure out of breath, and we're here been busting our ass for, oh fuck, only an hour, never mind.
Good job, buddy.
This is what we do for sticks.
Whoever voted for the cat was going to make it back. I guess they won the bet.
So you're like, Snurbart, please tell your friends.
Tell them what?
Everything that happened.
We went to the
stupid.
We went to the.
Please tell them stupid.
Went to the inn, and this guy named Emil, who's the innkeeper, not the best I've seen. I stayed at this inn one time. It was awesome. There was a badger and
everything.
Anyway, so he sees us coming. He's like, "Come on in, let's get a drink." So you know, we go in. Apparently, there's this thing up here called ice wine. You guys are, it's crazy strong.
I think I've probably heard of it.
Yeah, so they poured us some. I took a couple, I lapped some up.
It was sort of home in a saucer.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And, you know, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden everything kind of gets all wonky. Like, the room starts spinning, and I see Emil, his face is right in front of me, and he tells me I need to leave Willoughby, whatever that sounds called.
Rocco.
Waldsby. Tells me I need to leave Waldsby, then he tells me I need to leave Urison. And for a second, there's like a split second, I almost did. And you know us cats, we don't take too kindly to spells. So I cut him in the face twice with my star knives.
What? The hell, what?
You used both knives to do it?
No. And,
No, he made his will saves.
And then, Nadia stood up and, you know, I told her what they were trying to do to me, and she called them cowards, and they were pretty much trying to sell us out to the White Witch.
What?
Not just like, yes, I knew you would not have all friends here, but it just goes to show how much paranoia and fear is in town. Emil and Katrina were good people. Were? Yes, were.
They're dead?
No.
Well, Emil...
So he gave you a rupee colada?
Emil won't...
Something, I don't know what
Emil won't be talking for a while.
Got an extra pair of lips on his face?
Yes.
Oh.
Off to the side.
He looks like Heath Ledger in movie.
Yeah. I go to poker match now. We're in rounders.
Why he's so serious?
As Nadja and Snir are talking, relating what happened, Rolf comes down and he's got his shovel on his back, but he also has a stick that he's just kind of holding in his hand. Just looking at him holding it while coming down, he looks like he could snap it into you accidentally. But he inspects the graves and notices that they are in exactly how they should be. No laziness, no slacking off here. He hands Willem the, for clarity, the plus one Darkwood staff, core staff. And he says, in Skald, he says to anyone who obviously understands it, he's like, you have earned this, thank you for your help.
He takes the gold too, right?
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Make sure you mark off all your gold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All my gold's gone. It's targeted. I'm listening.
Just your gold. You can keep your silver.
Rolf, do you have any plus two silver armor?
He looks at you. He's like,
Nadja. He
looks at Nadja. She's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no.
Does he have any armor?
No.
Oh, you understand.
Phorasma is all the armor I need.
Well, can I have some of that then?
Also, I have plot. Nobody hurts me. I'm just kidding.
Let's kill him.
Didn't
dig this grave for him.
That's true. Did you dig one really big one?
Yep, but I kept digging down. You have to really put him up more.
it's nearing evening, roughly. And Nadja's like, we should plan for what we're going to do.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of gather information, but I kind of got sidetracked with helping my buddy here, and then the end was where I was planning on gathering information, but it sounds like...
There wasn't anybody else there.
Those loose lips aren't going to be talking too soon.
First we need to get snowshoes. That's the first thing.
She's like, if you want a pair, I have a pair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Idiot.
What's that? I don't understand what it's called.
No worries. So, she suggests we go back to her place. We can plan. I'm sure Kashka has food ready, if anyone is still hungry.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Should we get some rations?
You can fill up there, if you'd like.
Okay.
Which is, what, 5?
I mean, if everyone wants to go back.
I already have 11.
Oh.
Okay.
So, 16?
We can do 5. She's got definitely dried meats and stale bread, but still perfectly edible.
Are the kids there?
Ooh, the kids, of course, are there.
I want to play with the kids.
Okay.
Show them my cool spyglass. But they don't get to touch it. It's very
so, everyone comes into...
Looking, not touching.
Yeah, everyone comes into the house.
It's a spy class, not a touch class.
Nadja, Kashka and her hug. She hugs the boys. They're happy to see you. And they're looking at Schnarf like, oh, yeah. They're, like, looking at each other, kind of giggling.
They say anything to me?
They're just, like... They don't really say anything, but they put their arms out, and they're, like... like a Yeti impersonation or something. So, and they kind of giggle. And,
I kill them.
Nacha, Nacha cries in the murder after the death of her boys.
But she still agrees to go with you.
Thora was her favorite, very obvious. No, she clears off a spot on the table, and she sits down, and she, you know, she's like, let me think a moment. You guys may relax, take your time, enjoy your stay here. Food is ready if you'd like some, but I need to think. So essentially, she's sort of like sitting on the table, like her hands in her head in her hands.
I'm just doing this so we can take some pictures. We have taken hardly any.
She's like ready for essentially getting ready for to do anything.
I'm just gonna play with the kids
and as you guys come in, you guys notice that your bags and all your stuff off to the side of the room there. No, they're still there. But they seem to be like almost tidied up. Like everyone's stuff is like separated into like perfect piles of like for each person's gear.
Okay.
If you would like to go through it, you would notice that nothing seems to be missing.
So they took that dagger.
Nothing strange has happened. Nadia and Kashka see you noticing this stuff, and they're kind of like, obviously Willem and Snur don't understand what's going on, but there's one word you recognize, and that's hatch. You guys hear the word hatch. And Scald, you two hear, it looks like hatch was at it again.
Who? Is that some obsessive compulsive person?
Well, you don't know what's going on. But you hear
your eye goobers all over there.
They're Hatch. And Nadja's like, Hatch is he's a friend. How do I say? I think he, Fae? Maybe.
Uh-oh.
He live here.
Kitty cat, I like that.
He's very quiet. You never know when he's here or when he's not.
Brownie?
Yes, similar. But you not eat. Your appetite, I know, large. But not eat. He's friend.
Getting more of that too.
He cleans. There's plenty on fire. He cleans and straightens things. He may be here. He may be not. He comes out seldom. He looks like he was here while we were gone.
Fair or evil?
No. Not all. Hatch is my friend. And I suggest you treat him as such as well.
Alright. I just say to her, isn't it weird that there's, like, so many different types of Fae?
He's like, well, there's many types of humans.
Well, yeah, but they all look humans. Like, Fae can be, like, giant tree people, or they could be, like, tiny little...
Yeah, and there could be a little cat like this, or a cat like you.
Yeah, but the cat's not...
This is normal.
This Dero, he speaks truth.
No.
Very wise, this man.
Listen, Snur, it's obvious you have rough... life.
No, I like my life.
Well, I'm sure
well, there
it's
was
all
that
you
one,
have.
There was that one tragic time where I couldn't get that +2 armor. But besides that, my life
is
I want to
punch you in the face.
Yes. Handouts are hard, aren't they?
Practice with your new staff.
If I could stab him with this thing
things,
without it hurting him.
You work for
shut
life.
Shut him up, I would.
Mm-hmm.
She points at Willem's staff. If you work hard and friends are there, you get reward.
Can I have a reward?
Like ice wine.
Oh, yeah. I bust out the ice wine that I stole from the bar when we left. And I, like, who wants some?
It's good. It's good. I watch him take it.
Seeing how you basically got drugged when you drank
well,
it.
Well, but nobody else did. He put something in mine. Because they drank the same thing.
This is true.
All right. You
think
hard to acquire.
I think I'll have some more.
You can have first drink.
Me and, hey, do you want some Nadja?
I will take a sip. I could use more, but we don't have any more.
Give some of the kids and test it out.
No. It's far too strong.
I'll pull her, me and Willem, you want some of this?
She just said it's too strong.
Yeah, no, I don't want any.
And as you're about to, like, sort of sip, the kids are just, like, they tug at your tail, like, immediately.
Ring!
Yeah. And they start, like, kind of, like, trying to climb on you.
So I'll, like, pretend,
like,
stretch at them.
Yeah. The kids are having a blast. They're enjoying their time wrestling.
You see the cat thing?
Yeah. You see this like a bowl of water sitting on a table, and you kind of walk out and you knock it over casually, and then you walk away.
That's actually the background of my computer.
Yeah. I believe it. Cats do that.
It's called Business Cat. It's just a cat sitting there.
Business Cat.
And there's a glass of... He's, like, at a desk with a suit on, and there's a glass of water, and the whole comic is him sitting there going... And he knocks it off, and then he's just sitting there again.
The end. That's good podcast.
Yep.
She's like... Nadia's like, when you're ready, please sit with me. I have a plan, I think.
Okay, I curl up on her lap and start praying.
You're very heavy. Get off.
Alright, sorry.
That's okay.
I'll sit down.
You're a weird custom. I get it. So I'm assuming, unless there's something else you guys would like to do...
Nope, I'm ready to get business.
Please speak up. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Business time.
Business time.
Business. Yeah, let's go on and fly the Concords episode.
Okay. What was your favorite?
Yeah. Camera phone episode?
Probably.
So yeah, you guys gather around the table, not too unlike how we are now. And not just like I think tomorrow we should storm the tower.
Okay.
Yep, I'm up for it.
Good plan. Let's go to sleep.
Good night.
It will be heavily fortified, but I am ready for battle. I need blood. How do I say?
Yeah.
And she sort of, yeah, she's like sighs.
What does she have for weapon?
She has a pickaxe and just like a hatchet. And then she has a crossbow.
You want this masterwork hand axe?
She's like, for me?
Yes.
This is much nicer than the
fight. I know, that's why I'm giving it to you.
Okay. She's like, I will happily accept that. Thank you. Okay. It's pretty rare that the NPC actually gets something enough players.
We gave Tenpenny the masterwork.
She's like, well, those ended up kind of being hers. But she's like, for you have done much for me. I have a pair of snowshoes.
We don't need those.
I would like to give to one of you.
Can I have them?
I will, she's like, I'm not to play favorites, please. Take just whoever gives them. She hands them, she's like, they were my husband's, please. I do not ask for them back, but take care of them. They are important to me.
Alright, I get them and put them on.
I haven't got any special thing in this game so far, so I would like the snowshoes.
Alright, what are you talking about, your character?
Yeah, the most special thing, a new character.
She goes on to explain kind of what they do. Out of character, of course.
Yes.
They are the snowshoes of Northern Pursuit.
Okay.
Reduces movement penalties in heavy snow by half.
Oh yeah, that probably sounds a little bit.
Like, it's two squares of empty heavy snow instead of four. The wearer can increase their land speed in snowy terrain by 10 feet for up to 10 rounds a day. As a standard action once per day, the snowshoes can generate a ripple effect that removes all trace of tracks left in the snow in a 60-foot radius. Not only its own tracks, but everything's tracks in a 60-foot radius.
Did you write down all that information about that?
Yeah, you better. Because it's a pretty serious item. It's a pretty serious item.
Sorry.
Yeah, obviously you need a notebook.
Snowshoes.
Okay, reduces heavy snow movement from two squares to four. You can move. Because heavy snow is pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
You can increase your land speed in snowy terrain by 10 feet for up to 10 rounds once per day.
Increase 10 feet in heavy snow?
In snowy terrain.
In snowy.
So basically, you can even if you can move 6 feet in snowy and snow terrain, you can move up to 70 feet. That for now.
But just once a day for 10 rounds.
Yes. And then, as a standard action once per day, the snowshoes can generate a ripple effect up to 60 feet radius, which removes all tracks.
Okay.
She's like, please, this was my husband's. Make him proud.
You know me. I will.
I do know you. Besides, I not necessarily think you should have them, but I think any of you would probably be proud. So, yes. Pale Tower.
Yep.
Tomorrow, I think we storm. The soldiers there are strong, and they're very vindictive. They have treated us townsfolk quite poorly.
We'll get revenge.
The guard, the sergeant, the leader, he often stops by the White Weasel. Obviously, he's not there today. Luckily. He may or may not be there tomorrow when we attack. I think that maybe with Hatch's help, we can get into Tower. Tonight we spend here, and then tomorrow we go.
Who's Hatch's?
Hatch's the brownie.
Hatch is... he's... I feel though I should try to call him maybe. He's very... reluctant. Reclusive, maybe.
You got this summon Fae whistle. Try that.
No, I don't understand. I don't need a whistle in-house. He'd probably hear.
Oh. Hatches!
It's Hatch.
Hatch!
You hear her say something. She doesn't... It's not a language either of you probably understand.
Is it Common Catfolk or Sylvan?
It is Sylvan, but it's not, like... She's not saying a full sentence. She's essentially saying its name in Sylvan.
Oh, okay.
And you sort of hear a... Jiro, is there anything you want to do?
I'll just smack the cat.
Okay. Hey, feel free, anytime.
Okay.
Oh, boy. The boys, they want to wrestle now. Agitating them. Yeah, she says, like, this strange name, which Fae Hunter here can... recognizes, like, that it's sort of true name.
Sylvan's the Fae language, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I
do. And you don't hear anything at first, and it's really quiet. You kind of get the crackle of fire. And then you sort of, like, you see this, like, small, like, even smaller than, like, the gnome you met earlier. Just sort of voice go, like, you just hear, like, a, like, sound.
Do we see it?
No, not yet.
We just hear it?
Yep, you just hear it.
So, can I say in Sylvan... High hatches? Or high hatch?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
We can speak Sylvan as well.
Sylvan bros.
Oh. Sylvan bro before Sylvan home.
He appears just suddenly. He just kind of like snaps. Just sort of snaps into existence. And he's sort of at Nod. He's at Nadja's knees while she's sitting. So he's quite tiny. And he appears, he sort of looks like an old man. Let me try to find that picture real quick. Yeah. That's what he looks like, right there. Minus the spoon. He does not have a spoon.
Oh.
Though that does help out his size, kind of. Like, well, it's not like a normal spoon, that's like a cooking spoon. But yeah, he appears as like an old man at her feet. And he's like... Nadja, he's like very, very upfront, very, very to the point. He's like, Nadja, I do not trust these people. I do not understand why you welcome them into your home.
I'll say
they have two items of immense power in their bags, and I do not trust them.
Is this all in Sylvan?
No, this is in Common.
Oh, Common.
So everybody can understand.
What items?
He's like, don't play dumb with me. And he waves his hand at you.
He's talking about the mask and the other thing.
What mask?
He's like, you know damn well what mask.
The keys, the Baba Yaga kind.
Oh, okay. It's been a while, so.
These things belong to Black Rider. I know of him. Where did you get them?
You just answered your own question. We got from Black Rider.
I thought you were...
You know a way you killed him.
I thought we weren't supposed to mention this stuff.
You? Tell the whole fucking town.
I told a gnome that we came from Heldrin. I didn't tell him we killed the
Nadja kind of like, Nadja's like, she kind of gets down at like his level almost. She's still a little bit above him, and she's like, Hatch, please. They are friends, I can tell. We need the help to storm Tower. I need vengeance for Thora. And he like, his little tiny hand grabs his forehead. Thora. It's like, Najee, I never tell you, but it is my fault. She captured. And she's like, what?
I kidnapped her.
What do you mean, Hatch?
Well, you know, Thoreau was quite the explorer.
He's like, I make jokes about White Witch. You know I'm from there. And I tell her these things I say. When she was in town weeks ago, Thora said these things out loud to her. Incredibly brave, but foolish, obviously.
What was the joke?
This is not... I do not repeat. He sort of, like, looks down.
I bet it was White Witch, more like White Bitch.
He's like, I take... When I lived in Pale Tower, I would often play pranks on her. I... Small things, like I tickle her when she's asleep. I replace spoon with fork. You know.
You pranked her!
Yeah. We funny creatures.
Offspring wrote a song about me.
Yeah.
Original prankster.
Yeah. Well, finally she get a hold of me and she beats me senseless with guard. The guard leave me in snow to die. Nadja find me. She nursed me back. And I decide to help her. Though
Nadja,
all I do...
You mean Thora? Nadja?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Though all I do is clean house and protect things while gone, I also watch over her.
You know, you're one of the good fae.
He's fae in terms of...
You're only cat I've ever seen. No idea if you could.
I'm good.
Jury's still out on that one.
Why are most fae evil, though? Why are you good?
We're not most evil.
There's a lot of evil fae.
You decide most evil.
Well, we've come across a lot, and they haven't been very nice.
Well, yes. They have a sliver of ice in their heart, and they no longer know what they do here.
We met some trees that were fae. They were pretty cool.
Yes, I believe we are getting off topic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, if you'd like to discuss the trees, now we need to avenge Thora.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
All right. What did your? How do we get in the tower? That's what we want to know.
He's like,
here's what I want to say. How do we get in the tower? And what do we got to expect when we go in there? What am I going to need to do to kill this bitch? And die bitch.
Now he's like, well, Hatch probably knows to get in tower best. When we get there. Obviously, we need to kill Radosek.
Okay.
No, not Hatch. You funny Yeti
Thank
man.
You.
not
Did
Hatch.
You have the Yeti on the whole time?
Of course. I never take it off.
He's smell of one, too. Anyway.
I take off my kit hood, and I'm actually just Heimlich.
Oh, pranks.
That is the best break I've ever seen.
This is the best plot twist to known. Except for Sixth Sense. Way better.
Pull out Azil's left behind gun. We're doing this.
No, yeah. Hatch takes off his mask and it's
Azil.
It's Azil.
And then she wants to shoot you, but she's pointing the wrong way.
Then Nadja takes off her mask as Tenpenny. Then
nope.
The kids take off their masks.
I don't know how to do that, boys.
It's Shivers and David.
I love Tenpenny.
Why is David looking?
This is some inception within inception right here. So many layers.
Nope, change my mind.
Yeah.
What if I told you there are other worlds?
My mind is blown, literally. When we get there, we need to kill Rattlesnake, and we need to kill Nazane.
I'm afraid of rattlesnakes.
Don't be afraid. They don't last long in winter.
Okay.
What kind of magic are we expecting?
Witchcraft of highest order. I don't know true capability, but if they can move soul from my daughter and place it in object, then we should expect the worst.
How, kind of off-topic-ish, but how long does that oil of protecting from evil last? And what? I mean, it only works for like 5 feet. For one time.
I'll let it up. Unless you've got it already.
Yeah. Alright, we'll go.
Yeah, okay.
So, let's go. Let's do it.
So, like, tomorrow, we should sleep tonight.
That's probably smart. Do I get all my hit points back?
No.
Could someone heal me before we go to sleep?
Possible. You gotta do it to a favor first.
I'll let you.
I rub it back.
Yes, with a heat pulse.
Which oil was it?
Protection of
oil, protection of meat. I have a pick. Do you want this pick? Nadja?
What pick?
I just found this pick. You seem to like picks. Do you want it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, and Hatch is like, I know.
It's the poop pick.
Is that
what the breakup of the outhouse?
Oh, and then I want to.
He's like, the Pale Tower is huge. It may take many attempts to get in.
Oh, it's cool. I've got a rope and a grappling hook.
That translates to many episodes.
I know the passphrases for the teleporters inside.
1 minute. I have another question. Maybe you can look this up too. So I have the poison that we found, the poison oil. If I were to like soak my star knives in it, like, how does that work with putting poison on weapons?
I think if you're not an alchemist, it's like a small DC to apply the poison to your weapons. Or if you're not trained in poisons, I think it's... Other than that, as soon as you put it on, I think it goes for one hit a piece from each of your weapons.
For just until I use them?
Yeah, as soon as you use it, the poison's applied, and then the poison's off your weapon.
Okay, well, I had two of the... There was two of the poison oils?
There were two poison oils.
So I want to put both of my long swords and apply poison to them, and then whatever checks I need to make.
Well, I wouldn't... I don't know if you should do it now, because obviously you're going to be staying the night here.
Yeah, but...
So
I
do that as we're approaching the tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hatch is like, I know the passcodes for the tower, but how we attack it does not matter.
We'll figure it out.
There's only one entrance, unless we climb, which is sheer ice. I don't think kitty cat claws scratch that.
I don't understand kitty cat claws.
I'd love to see you try.
Well, here's what I could do. How big is the tower? Because I can, if
it's...
I take a... I can do a raid, smash, stop raid, stop that round of combat, then we'll start a new round of combat, rage one more time, do a smasher, and I'll break another block, stop combat, act like I'm not in combat, and I'll just do that 8 times, and I'll just destroy like a whole row of the tower, and the whole thing will come tumbling. Well, so you guys got to do is make sure I don't go into regular combat.
That's just like... That is a dumb plan. It's a huge tower. You could take several Waldsbees and not reach top.
What if, how high is the tower?
It's very high. I mean, look how short
so
I am.
If we bought pittons, it would be insane to try to climb the wall.
I think so,
yeah,
yes.
You're asking a guy
it
that's
is,
like 3 feet tall.
It is made of ice, and though I have limited flight, I still cannot reach top.
You could fly.
I told you, there are teleporters.
How do we get in the teleporters?
You get inside our part.
Let's do it.
And then inside, I know phrases for each porter.
How many guards are on the entrance?
Dozens. They go on patrols. They may be smaller now, for they are looking for Black Riders still.
I think this is a Wizard of Oz situation. We have to kill a couple of them, dress up like them.
Yes, that could work.
I like that's the point.
Though how you as cats get in, no idea. They should make you
put that mask on.
He has to walk in and he has to keep kind of like holding his tail back.
You
on,
should put the mask
it.
On. And
no,
I have
that's
better
true. There
idea.
Was a cat.
They put you in.
This is a Wizard of Oz.
They put gag in your mouth and then you not talk. We could even practice now.
Hey, I came up with the Wizard of Oz plan.
No, it's witch. I don't know why you're talking about this. This is not witch like or wizard like Wilhelm. This is witch.
So I don't think there's any wizard like Wilhelm.
That's very
funny. I don't think Wilhelm was a wizard like Wilhelm.
Nadja nods her head in agreement. He's very unique.
I smashed that.
Nadja, didn't you say that some of the guards from come into town every once in a while, like every day almost?
Yes, they go to the food storehouse, they collect sometimes offering, then they sometimes stick around and harass us. Often the sergeant stop at the Weasel and he drink.
How many usually?
6 to 8, sometimes more, probably more, since they're looking for Black
Rider.
You
guys thinking what I'm thinking?
I say we jump them in the morning, take their uniforms, and we try to sneak in like guards.
I was totally thinking about getting a sled and going to the hill.
He's like, well, I don't know joke or not.
I'm up for that.
But
like your plan better. Let's go.
A Brachiosaur could make sled. He know you meet earlier. And then guards come at random time of day. I'm not sure when.
What do you think? Do you think that plan would work, Hatch?
He's like rubbing his beard. He's like, it's possible. I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Could you give us certain like information so if anybody asks us anything, we could sound informative?
Could try to help you look like guard.
Yeah, but
which
I mean,
easy. You look lazy, fat, and stupid.
Could you tell us the name of the head of the guards, or like the name of the captain? So
name of the captain is.
You're writing this down.
He's a barbarian.
You're drawing a picture of drawing, writing down a flip.
I sure am. The guard sergeant, his name is Volan Sertain.
And then who's, are there any other important names?
What?
No,
there's a woman who is captain of the guard.
Uh-huh.
But I have never seen her. She's probably in tower.
Do you know her name?
No. I have not seen her, but I know she's a woman, and I know she's very strong.
Do most guards know her name?
Yes.
The Krishal.
Well, as we're killing them, we can try
no,
to...
No, I do not know to be Kristall.
What's that woman bitch? What's that bitch's name in the tower?
So, what do you guys think? Do you think that we should, in the morning, try to get some
uniforms? Yeah, I'm kind of up for sticking into the food warehouse, especially since we just picked up an order of food, so they'll be coming to look for it.
Yeah.
And then, actually...
I've been reading my spell books. I'm going to have this, but...
Actually...
Reading
we,
guards.
Do
no
we
worries.
Even need to kill the guards? Could we just... How big are, like, these crates? Could we just get inside the crate and have us
well,
go
the,
inside?
Not just, like, they're various sizes. It's a whole...
Well, then you could be the guard and we could get in the crates.
I
yeah,
don't
would
know
work
if that
nice
would work,
stone.
The crates. I mean, you could try, but I do not think it's often possible.
Okay.
Let's say we kill some guards.
Yeah, I think the guard killing is probably the best plan.
At this point, I would love blood.
Alright, I cut my wrist.
Well, no.
You are creepy. This is not emo time.
You just don't know the pain
this
I feel.
This is serious time.
You don't want to give me that armor.
Suicide, no option. There is hotline. Or these cold line, I mean. Ha ha ha, so funny. So.
So I say we get some rest. Hopefully somebody will heal me.
Yeah, that's a good point, hopefully. Not just like, who would heal cats? No idea. Maybe take a trip to see Rolf. He help. For tip.
Yay!
Alright, do we want to take a quick break? How are we doing on time?
We've got, like, we're halfway through.
Okay. Well, I wanted to grab a beer. If that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll allow
right
it. Pause. We're back!
Hi, everybody. Probably feeling by that little extra time to get in.
That's
pause
true.
Hour. Okay, so... Jiro, you did heal.
Oh,
yeah. Kitty cat.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and make it to where... if you're going to scribe any more scrolls or memorize any more spells, go ahead and do so.
Memorize.
Everyone who isn't healed, get a health. Get 1 point of HP back. David, get as many as you...
Yeah, he already healed.
Okay.
Two back.
So.
Memorize 8 rating.
At this point, you guys are sleeping, dreaming about who knows what. Catnip, yarn, finally being the wrestling leader, king of the world.
Could get him sometime.
Yeah.
Zarash
ascends to a true Yeti.
So that spear, the spear of man hunting, is,
yes.
Anything, is it just a spear with some what on it?
Like
if I stab them, it does.
I'll go ahead and read you the whole thing. Spear of man hunting. A 2-foot-long blade extends from the heavy crossbar of this +1 boar spear.
It's a +1 spear, okay?
Yes.
Well.
It's because it's magic. Designed to catch and hold humanoid prey. A spear of manhunting automatically resizes to match the size of its wielder. Once per day, on a successful critical hit, the wielder of a spear of manhunting can cast Hold Person as an immediate action on the target hit by the attack.
Can you just hand it to the to the little fae for just a second, just so we can see it shrink, and then you take it back.
Give it to
the whole person. Effect immediately ends if the spirit's dropped or withdrawn.
You have to get a critical though for it to work.
No, it's a critical if.
Yeah, sorry.
When you withdraw it, the spell will last.
Yeah, if you get a crit, it'll stay that way. But if you stab them and the whole person connects, but as soon as you withdraw it or drop it, then the whole person goes away.
So no matter if I hit him. Just as long as I hit
it. If you crit, it lasts for a couple rounds, essentially.
Okay.
If
but
you
it still
don't,
hits no matter what.
It's got to stay there, yeah. What else is there? I don't think you guys have come across most of this stuff yet.
All in the tower.
I think you might be right.
When we go to sleep, I curl up at the end of the two brothers, their bed, and they sleep there.
In the middle of the night,
Snarf
gets up and just starts meowing real loud for no reason.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Well, I thought you said
he should bring stuff in, carrying stuff all around the house.
Put stuff in my water dish.
Alright, the night passes uneventfully.
Come in, there's like wake up, there's dozens of dead birds.
He just has one in his mouth, he just brings it to you. As if you're supposed to do something with it.
Here, you guys are bad hunters. I'm good one.
In the middle of the night. Walking in my... Do the power thing. In the river so deep. In the river so deep. I've been searching for something.
Let's
something.
See here.
Something out of my soul. I'm killing in time. So, the sled ride.
You guys awake to the smells of breakfast being made.
Also awake to the sounds?
In the middle of the night? If you want to.
Just the smell? That's weird. No,
just the smell? You guys.
Oh, God, I'm deaf now.
I float like a cartoon into the kitchen.
He's possessed.
He's possessed. Better put him down.
I ain't touching him.
you wait to see. You guys are all kind of sprinkled around the living room. Snarf is the only one. Snurr is the only one to not be in the living room next to the fire. He's in with the boys. You guys see Kashka actually just frying up some sausage. She's got some.
Rolf's there because that's all he eats.
No, Rolf's on there. Nadja's up helping her.
Just eats pigs like a whole one. Eats like an apple.
It's pretty early in the morning. I mean, the light is just sort of coming into the windows. Naj is like, awake, yes. Food for everyone before big day.
Thank you.
She starts plating it up. She's kind of just passing them around. You guys can take whatever, eat as much as you want.
All right.
Or maybe not as much as you want.
Oh.
The kids come out, they're rubbing their eyes.
As much as is acceptable.
Dragging the cat by its tail.
Not Zeresh level.
They may like tug on the cat's tail a little bit and start getting little grabby.
Crying.
Not gonna happen, it's waiting.
Singles here.
Yeah.
Sucked it up.
And as you guys are eating, everyone
How's
seems to be in pretty good spirits.
There's no cat in these sausages, right? Because you said that they eat cat out here.
If they need be.
Nature check on the sausage. That's getting pretty high.
That's pretty high. I mean,
that's,
you feel like you're not going to feel like there's any cat in here.
All right, I'll eat it.
I mean,
so we're
you're
all
not going to be...
Just take it in, and he's like...
You're not necessarily going to be familiar
Kitty.
With what kind of cat they do eat up here. So, if there is something in there, you're not sure. But it's not a cat. It's not a cat person, at least.
Look at it. It's a feline line.
Alright, keep going. That's it.
You forget when you got the microphone.
Yeah, so we can all hear you choking.
Yeah, I'm choking.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
New microphone, everyone.
Yeah.
New microphone.
Go
make it all the weird noise.
I'll drink beer.
I hope they can hear you drink. That'd be awesome. They can actually hear my pleasure and displeasure.
They
can
hear your heartbeat.
Oh, I hope so.
It picks up the air conditioner really well. We know that.
It's Sorry. I tried to EQ it. Oh, my God. I knew something.
We're doing things.
Yeah, let's go to the tower. Or, no, wait, we're going to go kill some guards.
Yep.
Let's go kill the guards at the food place.
Well, as you guys are eating, you, Orm and Jolie are sort of wrestling around, and they're kind of wrestling near the window, and they, sort of, like, just maybe happenstance just glance out, and, you hear, like, some blah-blah scald for you guys, but you guys are hearing, Mommy! Nadja rushes over the window, and she, like, immediately panics. She's like, guard, hide, fight.
They're here.
Hide, fight. What do we do? What?
Fight.
Hide?
How many?
Fight. Four, five?
Fight.
Fight.
Hide. Sneak.
Well, are they right outside?
Yes, they hear a dog sled. You guys start to hear the, like, dogs kind of like, roar, like, sort of barking.
Are they coming to the house?
They stopped middle of the road. They'd be here soon, I assume.
I wanted to go into stealth and try to jump them when they get here.
Okay.
I think we should try to get them out of the front street.
There is back door, yes. I want to
bring
them
behind the house,
because
I don't
want to
kill them.
But they're probably not
going to
go behind the house.
She grabs the kids, and she's, like, whispering to them as she's kind of pushing them
into
their bedroom. She's, like, telling them essentially to kind of hide, like, get in your rooms, stand under the bed, that sort of thing.
Assumed positions!
Kashka, like, she kind of just, like, sets her stuff down, and she goes outside, and she kind of closes the door, and she sort of walks off. Guards don't seem to be paying any extra special attention to her. So at this point, yeah, it's just all four of you and Nadja, and she's like, what do we want to do?
I want to get them kind of bunched up together and not out in the open.
But the thing is, they're not going anywhere that's not in the open.
She's, Nadja's looking out the window. She's essentially relaying to you guys. They're going to, it looks like, every house and knocking. I don't know what they're doing.
Are they going as one, or are they separated?
They're going as one.
Wait till they knock on the door, have Katya be like, oh, come inside. Kashka's
gone. Yeah, she left.
No.
She's not going to be able to
tell me.
Yeah, Nadja would be like, oh, come in, and then we'll jump them.
So
you don't want to make the room all bloody for
stealth?
The kids. That's my only concern. Will somebody see Flick of the Children?
I appreciate your thought. This would not be the first time they've seen blood.
That's all I needed to hear.
You know
what? The table set up in the middle, turned over.
We'll do the other.
Jiro, I want you behind the table.
Otherwise, what we could do
what are you
going to
be doing? Are you
going
to be staffing?
Can I try to disguise myself as like a chair?
We're in first.
We're
staffing after.
I was saying, another thing we do is not try to draw as much attention directly to the family. We'll go out the back and basically we'll walk out like between houses a couple doors down. They see us, they charge, we just move back in the alleyway behind the houses there.
That's kind of what I
fight.
Do you guys want to try to lure them outside to fight?
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll draw more attention because more people will see us.
Do we care?
In and out.
That's a good point. I mean, with I'm sure, like, word traveling about how you diced up the bartender, I'm sure at this point you guys are probably, I mean, you don't know what the guards are here looking for. But you do know that they're here for something.
And if it's us, I'd rather them not find us in this house and basically risk condemning
in this
family.
Well, we're also about ready to go try to kill everybody. I think we're... Well, I mean, I'll try whatever. Well, I mean, we're about ready to go to the tower and try to kill the White Witch and all these guards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're condemned no matter what. Unless we succeed. And I think the White Witch already knows about us. She knows about me, anyway.
I'm pretty sure she does know the Ravens. But,
yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, the mirror may have... Because you have to be actively looking through the mirror. So they may have been there, they may have not been.
What mirror are you talking
about? It was in the...
It happened with his...
Oh.
No, but you guys also had... You guys found a mirror on the troll you killed.
Oh, yeah.
What I was thinking is I was going to, like, get on the roof. If she lures them inside, I can drop down and then, like, get them from behind.
It's going to be a pretty strong climb check to get up there.
I'm not worried about that. Well, I mean, if we can try to get them in the alley, the problem...
Yeah. Nadia would prefer that we try to fight outside, but obviously if it happens inside, then it happens. She's,
or since they
she's more worried about revenge at this point than she is.
Yeah, I would
willings.
Be more akin to go out.
She's
alley,
like my voice.
Well, how about obviously. We do this? Is there a back door?
Yeah.
How about I go out the front door, they know who I am.
I'm trying to never notice.
You guys wait in the alley, and I'll run back towards you. With them chasing me.
Right. Well, we're going to go out the back door, then you just come out between the houses so they don't have a definite right off the bat if you came out of this house. That's what I'm trying to...
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say. I want us to be behind the house because it's not in, like, the middle of...
But
the
I want to do it sneakily because I'm going to chuck an alchemist fire at one of them.
Oh, that's good, cool. A good, cool call.
Okay, so explain to me exactly what you want.
So... We're going out the back door. Everybody's going to wait in, like, this, like, over here. Let's say this is the alley. There's
okay.
two houses. I'm going to go out, see the first guard I see, and go, hey! And then throw an alchemist fire.
I'm a cat.
Yeah. And,
meow!
And then once I see that they're chasing me, I'm going to kind of run. And then, let's say they're all waiting back here around a corner. I'm going to run back through them. And then that way they'll all be sitting there waiting for him. Or
okay.
her. Don't want to be sexist. A witch's white guard could be a woman.
Alright.
Drawing a map.
Drawing
a map,
right
now.
We're drawing a map because we want to kill the guards in this town. We're drawing a map.
Maps are fun. Maps are cool. Especially when...
Good, it's about to get crazy.
So what happened to that gnome guy? Did he ever find his twin?
I don't know.
12 hours?
That's an adventure for later.
That's weird that was in there.
Adventure for Arvagazor.
Maybe he just made it up.
I don't need it. Did you make it up?
I'm going to tell you.
It tastes like grape soda.
Grape soda?
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Reluctantly.
Yeah, that's not. I don't give it a thumbs up. It's a thumb sideways.
Alright, so. You want me to get the Please Stop award?
You don't like
please
that
stop.
Stuff?
I like it. There is a little bit too much of sour in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd get it again.
I really like it.
Zerash, don't do it.
Where you
wanna
go?
Okay, so essentially. Snarb. The guards are. We'll use some Wolverines.
Hero, the hero, he's going to kill some guards. Will, please use the weapon so we can kill guards.
Go to West, where we want to go to West, relax. Go to West, where
we
want to
go
to
West.
Ooh, good call. That's close.
That's close.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood is very litigious.
It's the only time they get money.
What? They sold those shirts.
They did. Nobody bought them.
I don't know. I found the movie.
Okay. Everybody break out your minis for me.
Alright, so... these are all the guards.
Those are all the guards. That's the guy knocking.
I'm thinking everybody...
This is Nadja's house right here.
This is Nadja's house?
This
right.
is the one.
So everybody,
this
I'm
is
thinking...
house.
Go here, and then I'm going to go throw an alchemist fire, run back, and then you guys all be waiting here and just jump up.
Hello.
Impossible for me to get over here.
Well, you have to do some self-checks, because, yeah, he's got line of sight.
Well, what I want to do is here, ready in action to attack as soon as someone other than Snarkbart goes by
it's
attack.
That'll be pretty safe since...
I'm going to go and cast... Okay, I could
shocking grasp, maybe?
I could, yeah, and then I could stab him with the spear and then punch him in the face with the shocking grasp, right?
Is the spear two-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do that.
Well,
it's two-handed.
It's going to take me... I'm going to leave it in.
But you can't... Once you drop it, the spell goes away.
Unless you crit.
No. Really, what if is it...
Yeah, he said that in the description, dropping
it. If he keeps it stuck in him, though... So, I mean, what he wants to do is he wants to stick him so he's paralyzed, let go. So
but once you drop it, the spell goes
away.
Yeah.
Once you
it
drop
was in
it,
the description.
It's
the spell. Unless it's a crit. The crit, then it holds for a couple rounds, all depending on what I roll.
No, I was in the same impression Lance was, where you stick it in and just, yeah.
So that would probably be
yeah.
a crit.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So, but if somebody were to hold it after an attack, would that hold them there? How does that work?
I mean, I guess if you want to have somebody hold on to it while you, like, go...
Could you just brace it in the ground, like,
I mean, I would have you... I would have you roll, but yeah, you could try.
That way he, like, leans over and he's, like, stuck in there. So, like,
you could try that, like, put a bunch of pikes.
I don't... You wouldn't have time to... You wouldn't have time to whittle some
Oh, yeah,
pikes.
I forgot to say that in
This isn't, like, Braveheart, but within 30 seconds. Like,
yeah.
3 second breakout.
Yeah.
Alright, well. Okay, let's see what I can do then.
I'm gonna.
They needed to be a little more specific about that, I think. Does it last just one round if I hit him?
What would the strength check be to try to climb up the house?
Well, it's a climb check, and it's high. I mean, it's covered in snow, it's gonna be covered in ice.
But I've got the boots on.
Those are walking through snow, not climbing through snow.
What would it be?
High.
What is high?
Probably not going to hit it. Possibly you do.
Over 20?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I wanted to climb up here. And then
it's essentially a sheer wall of ice. I mean, I might give you a small bonus for maybe you hit a windowsill and boost yourself up, but it's going to be tall.
All right. So I'm just going to run out here and go, hey! And then throw an alchemist fire, try to hit it in the middle.
Okay. Also, we're missing
Justin,
somebody.
Can you put your hand back real quick?
Who are we missing?
We're missing a minute. It should be. This is Nadja.
Yeah.
Somebody's.
That's Zeresh. That's Wilhelm. And
five.
That's...
What's up, buddy?
Oh.
Jiro.
Unless you want to put the brownie out there.
Right?
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
where's
I'm,
Nadja?
I didn't notice the cat was right there.
You're still missing
your
one. There should be four plus
no,
nine.
I'm right here.
Yeah,
one,
no, that's
two,
what I
oh,
realized
yeah,
the cat was right there.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, where the hell is somebody?
So what do you throw? What do you roll for throwing stuff at people?
Range. Dex plus your base deck.
Yes,
this
basic comes back
bonus.
To where pitch you're taking it.
Okay,
well,
assuming
no,
it's going to go that way, I'm just going to go ahead and pre-roll initiative.
Oh, do
I don't
this?
Worry
yeah.
about it just
oh, okay.
yet. I'm just doing it for those NPCs.
It's 11 to hit.
Just hold it down to a place.
It's 11 to hit right here.
No, I did
there you go.
Oh.
Does that hit?
Fancy.
So you had 11?
Doing your
yeah.
yearbook
based on their touch.
Oh, okay.
Foreshadowing for Jiro. So I got a raid action. I'm going to use Warhammer. Maestric Warhammer is ready. Power attack.
And I mean, it doesn't matter. If I cast Shocking Grasp now, it doesn't matter until I touch someone anyway, right?
Yeah,
so
you can hold it.
I might as well do that.
Yeah.
Somebody tries to grab
well,
me.
Do you want your guy right next to me like that? Because I'll see you. Because I'm more hidden than you would be.
Yeah, pull me back.
While this is going on, you guys hear, like, them pounding on the door. Like, and they're saying in Scald, open up!
Knock, knock.
This is, you know, like,
Russian secret
messengers,
police.
Yeah. The KGB. KGB.
So I ran up, I threw an alchemist fire, rolled an 11.
Okay, so which square were you aiming at?
Right here, trying to get to most people.
Okay, so basically it's going to be... I think it's a D6 for him, and I know it's one for each one of these guys. So, go ahead and give me a D6. Yep.
Okay. That's a 6.
everyone in the podcast.
Oh, I just
rolled
a 6.
You're
going
to add
a
6 on real life.
Yeah, I rolled.
Nice.
I rolled a more than I regular.
That's good because he almost put it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so.
That was very nonchalant. You should have. That was a good one.
Good job.
Oh, yeah,
nice
D6.
One.
Oh, I didn't.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, it doesn't okay. always.
And then as soon as I do that, I run.
Oh, yeah, you can tell you.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'll you're not really.
Well,
six is just yet, so.
Well, I mean, you can get whatever you want.
No, no, that's fine.
So, can I tell that they're all looking at me? Like, they notice
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then I'll kind of look, and
one.
I want to do, like, a half, like, once I start to look, they're coming after me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the dude's on fire might have more pressing issues,
but,
everyone
yeah.
else probably, like,
but I want to run in such a way that I let them be right on my tail.
So you make your tail, I think.
I was going to say.
So that way I don't...
You can see the...
Well, I mean, they're going to chase
you.
You're leaving tracks in the snow regardless.
But the weight in.
Nope. The thing. I want them to chase me. So
right,
no,
they're going to chase you.
Like, but I'm not going to run until they're actually coming after me.
Yeah, no, they're coming. They're coming at you right now.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah. The guy that's on fire is going to stay behind. The dude that's not here on the door is going to try to help him put it out. Yeah, the other there's three of them. The two that you sprinkled with, that just basically got like burning embers on them.
Can we do a chase then? There's rule for a chase.
Well, there is, but this is so close.
Okay.
That.
So I want pretty much everybody to be like 5 feet behind me, or like one square behind me.
They're just gonna. I mean, they're gonna follow you, essentially.
Okay. So where would they be right now?
Well, they'll be essentially here.
That's the guy that's on fire.
So he's gonna be there.
Okay, then I'm just gonna keep.
He's gonna be
do a full withdrawal.
Yeah, but I want them to be like right on my heels.
Well, yeah, remember it's 30 seconds. So at this point in time, you'll need to roll initiative. These guys are essentially gonna get their surprise rounds.
Initiative is 17.
Okay, so we're first.
That was really almost awesome there. So yeah. Nonchalant, like, oh, there's a D6.
Okay, so
I can tell it waited.
These guys are gonna continue like running past here, and essentially, I don't know what you guys want to do because obviously you're at the corner.
At the corner, basically like this with a hammer.
Okay, so he's gonna run in. He's the one that's furthest ahead, and essentially, he's like as soon as he crosses the corner, you're doing like immediate action. Okay, just give me a D20.
Oh,
and
okay.
Obviously, he loses his next bonus.
Minus one, minus two, right? Yes. 16 AC.
That is barely hit. That's
right, motherfucker.
I feel like someone's head's about to. No, he's about to be brained.
Alright, so power attack.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah.
Right?
This dude's helmet's not going to be wearable, that's for sure.
I need to work out a thing with my players where I let them, if they can do this without me seeing it, they get the result. But if I've got to have some, like,
if I notice it,
then they get some.
What is it, Ryan, when you're using two hands on a
one and a half?
If you kind of feel in your hand,
four,
and you kind of feel where it's weighted, then you just kind of drop it.
Yeah.
That's kind of plus two, so be.
Well, mostly.
Three.
I mean, it looks.
So
there's a weird
wobble
on it.
Yeah, it just suddenly snaps up.
So it'd be six. And then plus two from power attack, eight.
Oh, wait. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
What I was saying is I'm thinking about leaving these out for my players, and if they can do it without me paying attention.
Yeah, this guy's like as soon as he gets hit, like, straight in the head. Like, his helmet's dented into his head. And he's just like, ah, and he kind of, like staggers. These guys, like, hit the brakes. They're like, this sort of slide in the snow. And at this point, then, everybody give me initiative.
Ready, boys?
Do I have to do another initiative?
No, you all have the same initiative.
Okay. So am I going before everybody else since me and the bad guy started?
No.
I'll just do initiative. Right? How everyone does initiative.
Didn't you already roll initiative?
Yeah.
You would be ahead of all of us.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, that's how I
would. Okay. Jiro, what's your...
Six.
Zeresh?
Well, I have 20.
Let me see what mine is.
Boom.
19. That got moved.
Awesome.
19,
nice.
Alright. So then we'll go Zeresh. And then we'll go Snarf at the end, and then we'll have him go into a normal initiative order afterwards.
What? So who's turn?
It's Zeresh is first, and then after everyone else is gone, then we'll have your initiative. You'll go last, but then after that, you'll go back into a normal initiative order.
Okay. I thought this guy died.
He didn't die.
Oh.
Yeah, really hard.
He just got hit really hard.
Can I... Who's am I first or who's going up then?
Zeresh is first, you're next.
Okay.
Alright,
we're quitting at 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time is it?
6:35.
So 6:35.
If I finish, it's kinda be fine.
will be a long episode.
You're welcome, listeners. Because I know how much.
Right,
yeah. Willem, what were you doing? What did you
do? You messed, move up, move me up 5 foot, step me up next to that guy, and I'm going to spear him.
Shit.
I thought you had a spell ready.
I do. It's shocking grass, so if I don't touch him, then it's not a big deal.
But don't you?
But,
I don't know how spells work.
I can just hold that.
Yeah,
charge.
You can hold it.
Oh.
I just always thought it was unarmed.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. He's not going to use it.
He's not. I'm not using that. I'm using the spear.
Okay.
I summon Hutch.
Plus 6 for the spear, so 20.
That is definitely it.
Okay. 1d8 plus 7.
I think you should use that.
Ah,
8. It's still pretty good.
Is it a charge weapon, or do I have so many charges on it, or what's the deal?
One per day.
Oh. Really?
So, yeah, that guy's obviously in a lot of pain.
Okay.
He's stuck like a pig.
Get the point.
That's right. All right, Jiro.
My dark weapon, that means. Shouldn't have bought that dark foot, maybe not. That spear does more damage.
Yeah, that's why we kept saying, why aren't you using it?
I will move to there. Like this place.
He likes the shocker.
On this guy here.
Okay.
Use a skew balance. Need a 15 fort save.
Okay.
It's worked up rolling high.
I know.
Oh, yeah. That's a 22. Sorry.
That's...
I rarely roll high, but when I do,
it's always with a scuba.
Yeah, it's never worked.
Saved him. You got the big reach and fall.
Oh, that's true. You did do that.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, like, with those. Man,
I got about that staff. All
right. Sorry. So
he could have given me that money, and I could.
This guy stop and draw and roll around the snow.
Take your opportunity.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Have opportunity.
Alright, and then he...
Guys,
you
need to draw him back in.
Alright, so now we're going back to Zarash.
Nadja doesn't get
a turn?
Oh,
wait, sorry. Yeah, Nadja does too.
And I thought I got a turn.
Yeah,
you do. Sorry, I jumped on it. I completely forgot about these guys. Alright, he is going to run as best as he can.
Attack opportunity.
Yep, both of you, please.
Can I do a double attack?
No.
It's an 18 from me.
Yeah, you guys are both hitting.
I got a 23.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at this point. He's got low enough HP. Like, literally, you
hold on. I get a 1d6 to...
Your modifiers cover this. So. Yeah, he tries to run. You guys immediately hit him, like, mid-stride. He's just down. He's just
I did 12 point hit.
Yeah. Pink missed. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so...
Oh, I roll a d8 for damage. Where's my d8? Is this a d8? No.
Diamond.
Is this one?
Diamond.
A 3.
Here. I need 8 points of damage.
Kitty cat's getting attacked.
Oh, there it is. That's why.
Alright, yeah. That's not going to hit your AC. Alright.
I think I moved.
So, me?
Nadja loads up her bow. Someone's going to try to shoot. See if she's a good shot or not. And it sure is. Yeah, no, that's a hit.
Nice. See, guys, it was a good idea.
What was?
Let her come with
it. Oh, was there an option not to let her?
Yeah, I
could have
said no.
Oh, I wasn't there for that.
She does a whopping 6 points of damage.
Which is that? Apparently, a skew balance is a necromancer school.
Oh, really? Is that a spell you can't cast?
No, I can cast it. I can't believe it just...
Alright, now back to the top door with Zarash.
Wait, I haven't gone.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting.
Okay, so this guy's right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Double attack with long swords.
Hold on. Shift 5 feet to here so we get flank.
Okay. So that'll be 19 plus the flank bonus for the first attacks.
That's it.
And a natural 20.
Confirm that big.
Which is a 10 with the flank bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Does that confirm?
It does not confirm.
Okay,
so
2 hits. So 2d8 plus 8.
Aren't you at like really big minuses now with long swords?
No. I have all the feats. 12.
Should still be able to make money
for the
which.
Wait, you said I could use whatever I wanted.
You could use whatever you want.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, you can use whatever you want, but if the other one's not a small or a light weapon.
So I have one longsword and one star knife because I was misinformed. So it's 1d8.
It just teleports in your hand.
So it's 1d8, which is 10, and then 1d4, which is 6. So 16 points of damage.
You're in this guy right here?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't mean to be a wolf.
Not. No, it's fine. It's just, I asked, that's why I asked earlier.
We're screwing ourselves over right now.
Actually, that was more hit points than I initially
rolled.
I mean,
because
I
would have did more
hit. No, it's fine. I more than welcome to go by the rules, but that's why I asked.
Yeah, you can tell that this guy drops too. And immediately, it just dawns in your mind. It's like, well, these guys are this season. Pale Tower should be your joke. Yeah, he screams.
Easy peasy.
All right, now we go back to the top with Suresh.
Right. And I'm in the mix now.
You got a kitty cat surrounded by two corpses and a dude who's not looking so hot.
Oh, well, guys, what do you think I should do? You think I should focus on this guy or go for one of these guys? Because I have a feeling they're probably going to start running.
But there, how many we got? We dropped one.
Can you even reach that guy?
Oh, shit.
You can reach 20. That's 20. You'd get an attack of opportunity, but I think you could handle
pop
it.
Pop him. Pop that guy that's trying to get away. We don't want any survivors.
Assuming he's going to run.
I can't run. I don't have a straight.
Well, but you can still move 20 feet, right? You'll just get an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, so I need to roll that real quick.
Actually, he's going to get...
Just the one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll take one, too. Why not?
I know, I forget that rule. I need to remember that one. You only get one unless you have combat reflexes. I forgot
about
that. Sorry about hamming your friend back there.
Yeah, he's not looking so hot. Looking pretty cold, actually. Alright, Willem.
Okay.
I would like to summon Chim Chim.
Summon.
He appears.
I wish I had a summoning. I mean, that's what I should.
If
I get a summoning skill, I'm going to work on making summoning Chim Chim in reality. Let's see.
You're getting a level in summoner too.
I'm gonna move up.
Oh,
next.
You should totally been a fucking summoner with Chim Chim.
You on there?
Well, I didn't make up Chim Chim until after.
Yeah.
All right, so
Chim Chim's
always.
Well, if he does, won't he get a tag opportunity?
Yeah, he's gonna get one off.
Yeah, if he moves through it, he'll get an attack
opportunity.
Okay. Oh, that's gonna hit. Yeah.
Is that
a crit with your weapon?
Oh, it might be, actually.
Are you using the quarterstaff?
No,
I'm
using the spear.
Well, hold on.
It's a spear of boar.
Because
it's not actually in the book, but
it's 20 for a spear, unless it's different for the specific one.
I'll do 20 for now, but I'll look it up later.
Go ahead and look.
I wrote it down.
Based on the long spear.
Yeah,
it's true. Is it based on a long spear? It says 20 times 2.
Yeah.
Or
whatever spear it is.
I thought it was just a regular spear. So that no crit. That sucks.
That's I don't even want to hit him anymore.
I don't even want to hit him. What's the point? And then 11 points of damage.
What's damage?
You're kind of digging the spear, guys.
When you do it, you say, "Do you like?"
Oh, really? It only took you 3 days.
You say, "Do you like gum?" Because here's some spearmint. And you stab it.
No, he didn't.
That's what I did.
Alright, now we'll go to Snarf.
Double attack on this idiot.
Who's that?
The one I'm right in front of.
Okay.
And he's like paralyzed right now because he has that spear in him, right?
Well, he didn't say he was going to use it. He only gets to do that once a day.
You only do it once a day?
That's what the description says.
Oh, I thought you could do it. I thought it was just whenever you left it in him.
Yeah, it should just be when you. Once per day on a successful critical hit.
Oh, that's...
So you left it in him? Is he still paralyzed?
Go back in time.
Just say yes.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess the crit one is.
Can I look at that?
Yeah.
Cheater.
Hold on, let's finish.
Okay.
I'll finish this kind of.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the name of the weapon?
Sorry.
It's
for only
for
this
only.
Right,
14's not going to hit.
Hunting.
16? That hits, right?
Yeah.
And that was a
five
star knife.
I can copy it out of there.
That's
point
5 points of damage.
Which one were you hitting in? The one in front
of Does he get a... Well, actually, since he's paralyzed, does he get a negative to...
What did you hit him for?
Well, the first... I had 5 for the second,
he
but the first roll I had...
You mean he's dead?
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Well, just when that spear's in them, do they get a negative to AC?
They wouldn't have their dex.
Yeah, they wouldn't have their dex.
Well, would a... so would a 12 hit?
Oh, there is a different spear for boar.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so,
no, sorry. It's only in dex.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. All right. It's AC, right?
Well, anyway, I killed him anyway.
Yeah, he's dead.
All right, guys, we have 3 uniforms.
Unicorns, awesome.
Yay!
Yay.
Let's snort the horns.
Whoa. All right, Jiro.
No, that would make darkness rule the land.
That would be awful.
Yeah. And then, Tim Curry with giant horns would rule the land.
6 Move to there.
Okay.
That's about a legend. Yeah.
Minus the 6 for critical hit. It's not, I have to do a critical hit before I can even use it.
Swing with the dagger.
Okay.
So you don't get to paralyze at all unless you're
no.
8 to AC.
Well, I changed that.
Oh, okay.
I missed, yeah.
You're going to DM zero that?
Just because I was allowing the troll to do that.
Sure did.
So I wanted to make it harder. Anyway.
I missed.
You missed? Okay. Sorry.
All right. This guy's going to stand up.
But still only once per day?
Stand up.
The critical hit, yes.
But anytime I stab somebody.
As long as you hold it in there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No.
Keep it in, baby.
Exactly. Alright, this guy's got nowhere to go except for slashing at Suresh.
Come on!
Oh my god. Yeah, it's not gonna hit.
Right.
He's gonna take his puny 5-foot step.
Beep!
Alright, now Nadia, she's gonna reload her bow and move to here.
Reload her bow.
Reload the bow.
Yeah, she makes a cool shotgun sound when she reloads it.
That's a crossbow?
No.
Well,
yeah, so back to the top with Zeresh.
I'm gonna want to kill. How dare you move away from my attack range?
I think. Well, sorry. That's it. Maybe you should go after this guy because this guy is like.
I concur.
Well, 5.
I mean, you did like
15, 20, you could reach him.
Charge.
You're just gonna get.
Okay.
An attack. But yeah, I know you'll
take care of it the best way I know how.
A skew balance?
No.
A failed skew balance spell?
4 gallons.
17
of water
is your AC.
17,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, you look hot over there. 4 gallons of water on you.
It's like Terry or whatever that guy's name was. What was that guy's name?
6 points of damage. He's able to slice you as you're charging by.
Ow!
I'll be back for you.
I'm going to piss in your skull when I'm done with this.
I apologize. I
apologize.
Got a little upset back there. It's not my normal self.
I'll just pee on your body. Power attack.
Really?
Some number in the upper 20s.
Are you saying you can't read it, or...?
Well, it'll be 17 minus 1 plus 2 plus 7.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's it, I guess.
45.
I mean, it's up there, that's for sure.
I think you had it on the dice.
I think this guy's just having a bad day.
What if you got, like, computer dice that you could program all your bonuses to, so when you rolled it, it just told you what you actually got?
They do. They're called Bluetooth dice.
Yeah, they do.
That's magic witchcraft, and I don't believe in that.
11.
Well, he practices witchcraft, so he...
11.
11 points of damage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pick missed.
You want regular dice and something else?
Well, like, if you could program
be,
all your bonuses?
It would be like this, and it's, like, blank on every side.
Oh,
if you roll it, it just pops up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Is that what you're talking about?
I should say, like, a charred...
You roll it.
A charred leathery pink fist.
You'd be like, I want
right,
to...
Right, well... Guys up
power
is
attack, here. Charge, you roll the dice, and it's Bluetooth compatible.
I'm going to charge
it. You can tell what it lands on, so it's
okay.
Like, okay, 17.
So move me...
And then it's like, dude, this
move
is
me up towards him.
Yeah.
Moving right at
45? Did you move that far?
Yeah, and I mean
it's probably gonna hit. That's
yeah, 16 hits.
Yeah,
that's it. Awesome. So Willem's like running around.
And I do.
Actually, with the spear, couldn't you attack him from here?
You could.
I don't think it's a long. It's not a
long.
Oh,
it's not a long spear. Okay, that's right. The troll has a longer because he's a medium arrow.
So that's gonna be +7, so 13 points of damage.
All right, finally, you get a taste of blood.
A lot of blood.
Hey, maybe you should stop trying to punch things.
All right. Yeah, this last guy goes down with a charging spear from Willem.
Loot the bodies.
Falls to the ground.
Molest the body. Loot the body.
All right, give me a molest check.
All right, I got a +19.
Natural 20.
All right, Zarash is molesting away.
No, I didn't do that.
He leaves some semen at the scene of the crime.
Was the one guy dead?
I'll use my
snowshoes
so they can't detect the semen.
I will.
That's a weird ability. Not just like, this is disgusting, I quit.
I murder her and then rape her.
Oh, guys.
No.
Guys.
Somebody's upset.
I'm just joking.
Guys, take the body and take them behind. We don't want everybody to see what we're doing.
That doesn't help. No, because that's their. I'm speaking Skull.
They know what that means.
Shh, don't tell them. Don't. I don't.
You gotta do the whisper version.
Alright. Every single body contains. 5.
Please be a lot of gold so I can buy the armor.
There's not a lot of gold.
But they all have +5. I don't want that one to look too.
You make a goal, you gotta
75 gold pieces total. Each body contains 1 potion of Endure Elements, so 5 potions of Endure Elements. 5 chain shirts. 5 light steel shields. 5 cold iron long swords.
Oh, baby, we want those.
5 daggers.
I'll take one of them.
5 light crossbows with 10 bolts.
I think we're all taking one set.
And 5 cold weather outfits. Yeah, and these guards are going to check for how much gold you have in your pocket, too. So you're going to want to make sure you split that.
So, 5 cold iron long swords, right?
Yep. And if you are going to do the ensemble, the disguise yourselves.
Yeah, we're going to have to get into that chain
what
now.
What is this?
Pyramid lab?
Oh, okay.
Luckily, nobody's weirdly shaped. I guess the cat is supposed to sleep.
Well, he can wrap his tail around his leg.
Yeah. Which is weird.
And none of us can speak Skull. Well,
except
I mean, some of us.
Well, someone. Two of you guys are going to be the party face, that's for sure.
Like a nice new scar. What else was it after the 5 cold iron longsword?
5 daggers, 5 light crossbows with 10 bolts, 5 cold weather outfits.
We sold all those. How much did we get?
Not very much. Also, after what just happened, some of the townsfolk witnessing you slaughter these guards, they're pretty scared. They're pretty scared that the White Witch is going to come down hard. So,
scared enough that they'll give me some gold?
No, scared enough where a couple of them are outside, and most of them are looking out through the windows, and a few of them approach you guys, as you guys are, like, huffing and puffing with blood just everywhere on the stove. They're, like, screaming at Nadja and Skull.
We do good.
And she's screaming back, and essentially she's saying, she's like, it's either we fight now, or we are, essentially, they're...
I'm going to lie to the other guys. Guys, they're congratulating us.
Hey.
So I walk out, do a princess wave.
Yeah,
give Kenny a high, or give Will a high five.
We got this.
Yeah, you fight now, or we're doomed
give,
to
give
be...
Give him a high five.
We're doomed to be in fear forever.
Give a high five.
All right.
So,
he shocks you.
I
he shocks you. God, all right. Give me some damage.
I didn't even think about it.
What's your damage there?
1d6.
You got unlucky.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
All right, if I die by 1 hit point, my ghost is coming back to haunt you.
You can get one line behind
me. Oops.
All right, well, as always, we're going to sign off with our traditional message, and I hope you all take it to heart, and, you know. Why is it so quiet?
I don't know. He's got it all.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.